It's 8:50 and time now for our first look at the commodity markets for this Wednesday morning with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. A volatile session at the Chicago Board of Trade may be in hand today, with the U.S. dollar being pounded to all-time new contract lows and the dollar making all-time new contract highs before backing off and now trading about $1 lower than it did earlier in the session. Packer bids for hogs in the Midwest direct markets early today are expected to range from steady to $1 per hundredweight lower. Terminals are called mostly steady, with one location seen lower, tops from $32 to $34. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, November 6th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,574. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $40 to $49. The weighted average, $46.98, a loss of 64 cents from Monday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $30.40 to $39.80, the weighted average, $36.27. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $11,958, the base price range $39 to $52.75, and the weighted average was $48.61. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $33.29 to $38.76, and the weighted average was $36.53. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, hard freeze over almost all areas, only some of the areas downwind of Lake Michigan or right along the Lake Michigan shoreline, staying above freezing overnight. So even into the Ohio River Valley, a hard freeze. The growing season is over throughout the corn and soybean production areas of the United States. Most, at least the Midwest portions, and most of the areas already had an end of the growing season, but now that is complete. Looking at the next several days, there may be a few light showers from time to time in northern sections, but generally dry weather will prevail. Generally, open weather will continue through Saturday across the Corn Belt for any late season field work. And we've had a lot of dry weather this fall for that. So there really should be no problems at all with producers getting done whatever they need to get done in the fields. Harvest wrapping up and prepping the fields for winter and beyond. Also, there's been plenty of time for that. Now, as far as looking ahead, it looks like we'll get more on a roller coaster ride temperature-wise next week. And with that, some showers from time to time. We could have some showers as early as Sunday. Better chance of some rain moving through at least portions of the Midwest Corn Belt the middle of next week. It'll be milder ahead of that system, a bit cooler once again behind that system. The longer-range computer model guidance not in agreement as yet, and basically time will tell on what really transpires as we go out, say, into Thanksgiving week. But there are some signs that some cold air may come down from time to time, and we'll have to wait and see if that leads to any wintry precipitation. We don't really see any problems with that yet, but there may be a few times where lake effect snow and rain forms once colder air is coming over the relatively warmer waters of the Great Lakes. To the southern hemisphere, well, first to the southern plains and the central plains hard red winter wheat belt, no big change there. There are concerns that the crop is going to go into dormancy a bit on the moisture starved side. It's very dry in the western portions of that belt from western portions of Kansas and eastern Colorado on into the panhandle areas of Texas and Oklahoma, and nothing of any consequence is expected in the near term, so they're going to stay dry. As far as South America goes, well, they've had some rain in the some of the northern production areas of Brazil during the last 24 hours, mainly the farther south and west you go. So in Mato Grosso do Sul, for example, some decent rainfall. Southern parts of Minas Gerais picking up 0.7 of an inch to an inch of rain. Lighter amounts as you get into northern Minas Gerais, Bahia, and northeastern Goiás. And those states in that area, the northeastern production area of Brazil, remains on the dry side, but it does look like some scattered showers have moved into that area. So there's some improvement in the topsoil there, but subsoil-wise, they're still pretty short. But some improvement there. As you go farther south in Brazil, conditions are really good. And as far as Argentina, tonight into tomorrow, there could be some showers and thunderstorms in southern sections. It's pretty dry across central and southern Cordoba, southern Santa Fe, Buenos Aires, and La Pampa. So they need some moisture, and it looks like some scattered thunderstorms are heading that way. So at least some of the production areas of Argentina will see some improvement here, and we'll update you on that over the next couple of days. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat open at 822 and three quarters, up a half, last trade up 7 3/4. At the Board of Trade, December wheat open at 799, up 2, last trade up 9 1/4. July, 685 and a half, down a half, last trade up 5. December corn open at 385 and a quarter, down a half, last trade up 4. March, 402 down 1, last trade up 3 3/4. July, 421 down 1, last trade up 3 1/2. December of next year, 431 and a half, make that 431 and a quarter, down 2 1/4, last trade up 2. November beans open at 1028, down 1 1/2, last trade up 8 1/2. July, 1062 and a quarter, down 1/4, last trade up 6 3/4. November of 2008, 679, down 2 3/4, last trade up 6 1/4. December soybean meal open at 284.40, down 20, last trade up 250. December soybean oil open at 43.62, unchanged, last trade up 25. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F. Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
I am doing well. It's more of the same like we were talking about on Monday, it looks like to me. December crude oil just rocketing to new contract highs this morning at 98.62, have since backed off to 97.58. While the U.S. dollar making all-time lows this morning, just getting pounded at 75.08, I believe, was the tick at the moment. Which wins out today?
Well, I think it is going to be an interesting play. You know that you've got your energy numbers or your stock inventory numbers will be out here at 9:30 on the opening here in another half an hour. So we'll have those to play into it, and that may be partially why the crude oil is backing off here in advance of those inventory numbers. I'm not sure how much that really is going to play into it. You've also got the stock market taking a pretty good hit today. Part of that coming on the General Motors talk that they had a 7% loss in this last round, the worst ever for them, I think. So you've got a number of things out here, and they're all outside markets. Not much of it is really driven off of our fundamentals for the grain markets. I tend to think that the dollar we know is weak because of the China talk, that they're going to diversify their portfolio. They have $1.43 trillion invested in foreign currencies, and they're going to start to pull money out of the dollar, move it towards the euro.
So what do we do about this? I mean, December futures for 2008, 2009, I'm talking corn now, 2010 delivery, all new contract highs. What do we do?
I think you have to start taking advantage of a little bit of it. I'm not going to get carried away because you're still in a solid uptrend. But when you can sit here and you can sell new crop corn in excess of $4 in some areas, but probably $4 at a lot of facilities today, I have to step out and get a little bit of that put on the books. I don't know that I'm going out to 09 and 10 to sell new crop corn. But for next year, I like getting a little bit of stuff on the books. The same thing with beans. I mean, you're sitting here able to sell something, oh, right around $9.50 at a lot of facilities. I got to take advantage a little bit of this. I tend to look at, like energies, for instance. We're sitting here at 97.30, right, 9 right now on the crude. A year this summer, when we went above $3 in gas, crude oil was probably trading at $75 to $80. And here you've rallied another $20 to $25 in the crude market, and gasoline is just now starting to move back up through the $3 mark. Well, it's pretty much through $3 everywhere. That tells me this isn't really a supply-driven market. It's more fundamental or more technical in nature and very much money-driven. If these markets start to give way and start to turn around and move the other direction, move south in the energies, for instance, gold sitting here trading its high just below 850 overnight, if it starts to back off, all of a sudden we could see our grain markets coming right back down for, once again, no fundamental reason. So I like taking a little bit of it myself, Dave.
All right, then let's get your calls today.
I'm going to back off a little bit from the overnight session. I think we're going to be 2 to 3 better on the corn. I think it'll be 3 to 5, maybe 4 to 6 better in the beans. And the wheat market, with Turkey going out and buying wheat elsewhere, not from the U.S., I tend to think the wheat will struggle a little bit here today. I'm going to go with wheat being up 2 to 3 to get started here this morning.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILOAG.org.